Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. The Jaguars travel to Kansas City this week and face which quarterback? We don't know exactly. Alex Smith sustained two hits in the game last week against the Indianapolis Colts, and they weren't pretty. Nick Foles came in relief. Both quarterbacks are good players. Let's start with the injury to Alex Smith. This was the first quarter where Alex Smith had to come out. He is hit here at the end of this play by linebacker Edwin Jackson. Clearly woozy when he was trying to get up, but he was cleared from an independent neurologist after this hit, and he returned later in the game. But what a crushing blow that he takes here, and you can see that the head snaps back to the turf. So Alex Smith comes back. This is the third quarter, a read option. But watch the head once again. He's hit this time by safety Clayton Gethers, and the head once again snaps back to the turf. This time, he does not come back in the ballgame. So Nick Foles had to play in this ballgame, a third-round pick when Andy Reid was with the Philadelphia Eagles back in 2012. Look at the accuracy of this throw by Nick Foles to tight end Travis Kelce. Right on the money, on a deep out. So whoever plays, the quarterback playing Kansas City, is strong. And most of the time when you get to a backup quarterback like Nick Foles, they don't know what they're doing, but look at him direct the traffic. He completely changes the alignment of the wide receivers and the tight ends, and he gets them lined up. In this game against Indianapolis last week, Foles was 16 of 22 for 223 yards and two touchdowns, a 135 rating. And this play results in a bomb to emerging wide receiver and dangerous return man, Tyreek Hill. He is somebody the Jaguars had better be aware of when he's on offense. Hill may be a dynamic player, but the go-to guy is tight end Travis Kelce. Look at him at the top. Watch the move that he puts on the defensive back. That little outside stutter move changes the hips of the cornerback, allowing Nick Foles to squeeze it in. He is a dominant tight end in the passing game. Not a great blocker, but you better stop him in the passing game to have success as a defense.